Hello and thank you. Welcome to the Enlightenment Center conference call. This is Pastor Jonathan Fisher calling. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules tonight to tune in on this conference call. Tonight, we're going to be dealing with relationships on tonight. How does one contribute to their spouse and how their spouse contributes to them? Just before we get started tonight, I wanted to thank our very special guest that we had last week, which is Dr. Stephen Harefield. After talking to him and having him on the conference call last week, we began to talk and discuss some things after the call, and he's a part of the blogtalkradio.com, which is an internet radio show, and actually after talking to him and his partner Chad, they have a radio station entitled Aware Radio, Aware Talk Radio, and they offered me my own radio show on Monday nights, and so I'm definitely honored to Dr. Stephen Harefield and to Chad for giving me the opportunity to have my own radio show, which is going to be every Monday night at 5:30 for about an hour, and we'll be on Aware Talk Radio, and so you can definitely check the website, and you'll receive it in the weekly emails that we send out where you can click on and listen to the internet radio show. We did a test show this week, and it was greatly received. We have over 100 downloads, and you can go actually and listen to the previous show. And so we're just honored that the universe is expanding our territory and putting us in different places at a different time and allowing us to expand to greater levels and higher heights. And so I'm definitely honored to Dr. Stephen Harefield and to Chad for giving me the opportunity, and the best is yet to come. And so tonight, I want to deal with relationships. I want to talk about relationships. When one is in a relationship, what does it mean? What does it mean to be in a relationship with a person and to have your needs met and to also meet the needs of your spouse, your significant other? To understand the basic core root meaning and foundational meaning and level of relationships, what does it mean? To understand, tonight I'm going to talk about the five love languages, because I found out that in relationships, it's very important that we understand everybody's love language. Everybody has a different love language. And so tonight we're going to discuss the five love languages of a relationship and how to relate to them and how to know which love language your spouse has, and your spouse could then learn how what love language you have, and they can communicate with you better by dealing with that love language. When I talk about relationships, one of the things that I deal with is that if you're in a relationship with somebody, it's very important that you allow yourselves to love that person like they want to be loved. We have the tendency sometimes to be in a relationship with people and to love them based on how we think we ought to love them. And so that means if I feel like I'm going to buy you a car and that's me showing you how I love you, you may not want or need a car. You want quality time. And if quality time is what you need for me to show you that I love you, then I need to love that person the way they need to be loved, not the way that I want them to be loved. And so that's a very important key in dealing with relationships, is learning how to love the spouse the way they need to be loved, to have their needs met. What is it that my spouse needs? And for me to fulfill those needs. To also understand that I must make what's important to my spouse important to me, because I found out that whatever my spouse likes, whatever he enjoys, whatever he or she enjoys, that I must now come into contact and like and enjoy it as well, because that's a part of my spouse. And in order for me to enjoy and to be entangled and to become one with him, I must love and be entangled with what he is entangled in. And a lot of times we say to ourselves, well, he likes basketball, I'm not into sports, and I don't like sports, and I'm not into that. But you don't have to like sports to get into it, to understand it, to understand it enough to be able to communicate with your spouse. So your spouse can feel comfortable, like, oh, she likes sports, she understands and knows about the games and knows about different things. So now you have made sports important to you because it's important to your spouse. And vice versa, your spouse now takes what's important to you and makes it important to them. And what happens is you bring them to a certain level of awareness now where both spouses are taking what's important to the other spouse and making it important. Now, tonight, when we start dealing with the five love languages, we start talking about how to deal with the spouse according to their language. I always say in a relationship, everybody has a combination lock. And when you get into a relationship with somebody, once you find that combination lock, you pretty much got them. When you understand who they are, how they relate, how they respond, and what makes them tick, what's their favorite color, to find out everything about the spouse and to know what are their likes and their dislikes, what makes them angry, what makes them happy, what makes them sad. These things that we must understand and know in relationships. The first love language is the language of words of affirmation. In a relationship, many times, words of affirmation is a language that shows love to the spouse. Now, I can speak for myself and plenty of men. There is a book, actually, that's out right now, and it's entitled The Five Languages of Love, and it's by Dr. Gary Chapman. He's a New York Times bestseller. And in the book, he talks about a woman who was constantly nagging her husband to paint the bedroom. She constantly told him, when are you going to paint the bedroom? When are you going to paint the bedroom? You said you was going to paint it last week. I asked you last week, when are you going to paint the bedroom? When are you going to do this? And when are you going to do this? You're washing the car. You're cutting the trees down, but you're not painting the bedroom. She continued to nag him. So she went to Dr. Chapman and said, listen, you know, I'm having some problems with my husband. You know, he doesn't want to do what I need him to do. He's not responding to me. And so Dr. Chapman told her, he says, listen, from this day forth, do not say anything else about him painting the bedroom. She says, well, if I don't say anything else about painting the bedroom, how am I going to get him to paint the bedroom? Dr. Chapman tells the woman, he says, listen, do not mention any more about painting the bedroom, but now this is what I want you to do. Whatever he does, I want you to compliment him. I want you to give him words of affirmation. If he takes out the garbage, tell him, you know what, honey, I appreciate you taking out the garbage. If he does anything he does, give him words of affirmation, words of encouragement. And as she did that, she came back around 3 weeks later and says, guess what? He painted the bedroom. And what happens is with men have a tendency to not always be very verbal. We're not great communicators. They say that men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Men have a tendency to communicate differently from women. And sometimes women want the verbal, the outward communication, and a man doesn't really talk that much, and he has a different way of communicating. But once you understand, women that are listening, when dealing with men, it's very important that you give them the words of affirmation and that you give them the kind words. When we talk about the language of love that deals with the words of affirmation, we start talking about encouraging words. Mm-hmm. We start dealing with kind words and humble words. And what happens is, when we deal with that aspect of it, we come into that level of awareness to where we know and understand this great level of wisdom that we have. And it brings us into that place that we understand and know to your significant other that we have come into that relationship. So now, when we start talking about dealing with words of affirmation to build, many times we've constantly told our loved ones or our significant others degrading words. We constantly told them they're not this and they're not going to be this. But I found that words of encouragement when dealing with men work very kindly, to just have somebody to support you, to speak words of encouragement, to build you up, to understand the importance of a woman that can build and speak into a man's life, those words. And some women might think, well, just for me to encourage him, what would that do? But you don't understand that speaking those words to a man will lift up his spirit and lift him up to a level that you would not believe. And you can have him doing anything that you want him to do, but understand his language. That those words of affirmation is a very important language that must not be taken lightly. The second language that we want to talk about is quality time. not quantity time, but quality time. It's not so much about how many times a week do we go out or how many times do we go out and have fun, but it's the quality of the time that's spent together between the two people. To understand quality time demands full attention to both parties. It deals with the entangling of the thoughts, the feelings, and the desires. Learning to talk and be there for each other. Learn to be there for that person, to spend that quality time to where you have separated everything, where you have canceled all meetings and cut off the telephone and isolated yourself, where you and that person are just one-on-one spending that time together. And some people need that quality time. It's not about what you give me. It's not about how many times you tell me you love me. It's not about what you buy me. But I just need that quality time. I just need to spend that time with my significant other. I need to spend that time because when I spend that time, that quality time with that person, it brings me into a level of awareness to where I now learn my spouse that, you know what, I realize that my spouse, really all she needs or he needs or my significant other needs is quality time, because quality time brings me into a level of awareness where I can realize and learn about my significant other. I can learn what he or she needs, what's important to her, to understand that in a relationship, the most important thing is supplying the needs of your significant other. Why? Because you don't want your significant other to go outside of the relationship to get their needs fulfilled. And it's a very harsh situation to be in a relationship with somebody and not have your needs met. But you would rather stay in the relationship and deal with not having your needs met as opposed to leaving. And we might, since we're here, we might as well just stay here, because a lot of times in relationships, I find that people are in relationships that they're being verbally abused, mentally abused, physically abused, and you ask them, well, why would you stay in this particular situation that you're in? Why would you stay in a relationship that you're not happy in, that you're not getting anything else? You're not getting your needs met. It's not beneficial to you. It's not helpful to you. So why would you stay in that situation? I ask that question tonight because there's somebody on the call tonight that may be in a relationship and says to themselves, well, you know what, I really need to get out of this relationship because I'm not getting my needs met. But you have to realize nobody is making you stay in the relationship but you. And so it's very important that straight across the line, the first thing you want to deal with in relationships is communication, because if there is no communication, there can be no desiring or no understanding of what both parties need. Because I need to know what my significant other needs, as opposed to my significant other needs to know what I need. And so when you start dealing with supplying needs, you can't say to your spouse, I'm not going to do that. Because understand and know this, let's keep it real. What you don't do for your spouse or your significant other, somebody else will. There's somebody else there that's willing, ready, and able to do whatever it is that they need to do. So understand the most important thing in a relationship is fulfilling the needs of your significant other. And once you understand and know that it works both ways, you're coming to that level of awareness now. When we talk about quality time, spending time with that loved one, learning and coming into contact with that person, to understand and to know what do they think, how do they feel, to understand them as a person, to spend that quality time. I may not see her all the time, or him all the time, but when we spend time together, I'm empowered, I'm enlightened. I feel like I've been changed. I feel like when I leave that quality time, I feel better than I felt when I went in. Like there's a change in my atmosphere by spending time with that significant other. That's the quality time that's spent in the relationship. Then we go on to the third kind of love language, which is receiving gifts. There's some people that need to receive gifts. Why? Because gifts are visual symbols of love. Some people need to have that visual symbol of love. Just telling them that I love you and I care for you, it's not enough. They need that physical aspect. They need the tangible relationship aspect to know that they're being loved. They need that receiving gifts to understand that. The visual symbols represent love, and that when you deal with a spouse or a significant other, that has the love language of receiving gifts, you must learn what kind of gifts do they like. What kind of things can you give them, whether it's writing a card, whether it's giving them flowers, whether just the little gifts. It doesn't have to be expensive gifts. But understand that the little gifts that show that you appreciate and that you love your spouse, to understand the language. And once you understand that your significant other has the language, the love language of receiving gifts, that now you know you can speak the language now and begin to give that significant other gifts and give them tokens of love, and they need to see that visual symbol. And once they receive that visual symbol, they now come into that level of awareness that my spouse, my significant other loves me. And I've come into that level of awareness to know that I have come to understand now about the receiving gifts and how important that is to those that have that love language. Now, tonight, as we go through these love languages, you'll find what love language do you have. Do you have the love language of words of affirmation? Do you need to hear those words of affirmation, those words of encouragement, those kind words, those humble words? Do you need that quality time? Do you need to just be in the presence of your loved one, of your significant other, and just have that quality time where there's nobody else there, just you and that person, and everything is separated, everything is cut off from the world, and it's just you and that person? Do you need to have to receive gifts? Do you need that visual symbol of love? And then we go to the fourth one, which is the acts of service. 9 times out of 10, you hear women say, I feel like I'm doing everything by myself. I feel like I got to go to work, I got to come home, I got to cook, I got to clean, I got to do everything. But when you're in a relationship with somebody and their love language is acts of service, what it means now is that the person now does things for the spouse or for their loved one to say, well, you know what, as an act of love, I show you my act of service. What is it that you need me to do? What is your request? What is it that you need from me? What is it that you need to get done? What are the things that you need done? And I'll do them because I'm showing you my love as act of service. And I think also what you do with the act of service, it talks about serving one another in love, to serve each other, to learn how to serve your spouse and to be able to serve them on that level to where their requests and their needs are being met. Jesus actually showed us a great act of service of love when he began to wash the feet of the disciples. And you understand that the acts of service can now show your spouse, well, you know what? Oh, man, I know that my significant other loves me because I feel that I'm not by myself anymore. I don't feel like I have to do everything by myself, but whatever I need to get done, my significant other is there showing me love through the acts of service, to where he's there to service, but I'm also there to service him as well. And so understand that there's always two sides to every coin, which means that whatever you put out is also what you're going to receive. But you can't expect to get nothing if you put nothing out. And so I've come to that awareness and that level with this fourth one, to understand the acts of service, how important it is to show your loved one or your spouse or your significant other that you love them by doing the acts of service. What is it that you need me to do? What is it that you need done today? What is it that I can do to make your day better? What is it that I can do to make your day lighter? What is it that I can do to make your day less stressful? What is it that I can do? Let me show you my love through acts of service. The final love language, and one that may be somewhat of the most important, is the love language of physical touch. When we find our spouse and our loved ones and our significant others that have that love language of physical touch, it is one of the powerful tools of communicating love. Holding hands, kissing, embracing, the sexual intercourse. Those that have the love language of physical touch don't feel loved unless they're being physically touched, which means that the quality time doesn't really do anything for them, or the buying of the gifts or the acts of service. But They need the physical touch. They need to feel the warm embrace of the significant others holding them in their arms. They need that physical stimulation. And when you understand that and know that that's your language, we understand and know that these are the languages that we have learned tonight that we can now take into our personal relationships and find out from my significant other, what love language do they have? What love language does my spouse have, does my loved ones have, so I can better relate to them, so I can better fulfill their needs? Because I realize that I can't love that person the way that I think they need to be loved, but I must love them the way that they need to be loved, and vice versa. I need my needs met as opposed to fulfilling their needs as well. And so one of the things that we must always remember is that in a relationship, when you're coming into relationship with people and understanding the dynamics of relationship, that the two parties must become one. You must understand how each other forms and focuses and thoughts and feelings. You must understand your significant other's language. You must learn how to speak their language. And sometimes you may not want to speak their language, but when you love somebody and you love that person, you're willing, able, and ready to do whatever it takes to communicate to them, to get that language. Understand one of the most important key facts when you talk about relationships, whether it be business relationships, partnerships, marriages, boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, it has to have a plan. There has to be a plan. If you fail the plan, you plan to fail. When two parties come together, there must be a plan. If there's no plan, there's nothing but chaos. There's confusion because I can't get with this person just because he or she looks good or they got a good job or they got money. I have to have some kind of a plan because I understand and know that together we have to have a plan of what are we going to achieve? What are we going to accomplish? By us coming together and becoming in a relationship, how is that going to benefit both of us? How are both of us going to come into the level of awareness where we can take this relationship and advance both of our lives? How can my life be advanced by being in a relationship with you? How is it going to benefit me, not on a physical level, but on a spiritual, intangible level, as well as a physical level? How is it going to benefit me by both of us coming together and being in a relationship? How is it going to advance our lives? How am I going to be better? Because sometimes you hear people say all the time, I can do better all by myself. So understand that when you understand about relationships, that when you get into a relationship with somebody, you're getting into a relationship with a mind. A man is nothing but his mind, how he thinks, how he walks, how he operates. And so when you get into a relationship with a person, 9 times out of 10, we focus on the outside. We focus on the cover, how the person looks. We focus on the cover of the book, not getting into the intent and the context of the book to understand what's inside. We focus on the outside. And what happens is we realize that sometimes we get in relationships and the outside cover looks wonderful. It's phenomenal. But guess what? On the inside, they're empty. There's nothing on the inside. And so what happens is we begin to understand that the person I'm dealing with is empty. They have nothing on the inside of them to really understand that they're needy, to really understand that they have different levels of things that they're dealing with. And so we need to know what it is that we're coming into contact with. That's why it's important that when you get into a relationship, what's the plan? What's the plan of getting married? What's the plan of us becoming boyfriend and girlfriend? How is it going to benefit me? I have to have a plan because I know that I cannot sit here and just wait for things to happen, but I'm the type of person that makes things happen. If I make things happen in my life, I need to get with somebody else that makes things happen and that can come along and we can both together make things happen together and we can increase each other's life. We can fulfill each other's needs. We can build each other. We can look at each other naked and still love each other despite our faults, despite our hardships, despite whatever it is we see. We can look at each other naked and still love each other for who we are and not tear each other down and not verbally and mentally tear each other down, but we can love each other for who we are and understand who it is, to understand the beautiful relationship of love, whether it's two women, whether it's two men, whether it's a man or a woman, whatever relationship that you desire or whatever person you're with, that you understand and know that you must have a plan. You must have the understanding of how is this going to benefit me? How is it going to enhance my life to make me better? To understand what type of person that I'm dealing with, to understand their language, because I need to start speaking their language and teach them how to speak my language. Somebody tonight may not be the type of person that has one love language. You may have more than one language. You may be the type of person that needs physical touch and quality time. And if that's in fact true, then you teach that other one, that significant other, how to speak your language. I need the quality time and I need the physical touch. I need to be held and I need you to be, I need your presence here. I need your presence in my atmosphere, because it's something about just having the presence of that person there. Not even just doing anything or saying anything, but just having the presence of the significant other there matters most than anything else. But understand, I may be the type of person that I love to receive gifts, but I also need the words of affirmation. That's my language. Some people may have three. Some people may say, you know what, I need the acts of service. I definitely need the physical touch, and I need those words of affirmation. Whatever your language is, it doesn't have to be just one. It can be more than one. But make sure that your significant other knows and speaks your language, because the worst thing that you would want is to have to go outside of your relationship and outside of what you're building to get your needs met. And understand that together you can do more with two people with two people than you can by yourself. To understand that you two are coming together to build, to create your own world together. And once you create your own world, it's important that you understand each other, that you're able to see each other naked. But a lot of us can't deal with seeing other people naked, because we can't deal with seeing ourselves naked, dealing with our own flaws and our own hang-ups, dealing with the hurts, the insecurities, the psychological wounds that we have growing up as a child. Some of us have been through some things where we may have been through molestation and rape and certain childhood incidents that we're still holding on to, and we have the psychological wounds. And so it comes into the contest of healing oneself and coming into an awareness of who you are. Because once I can look at myself naked and deal with me being naked by myself and do a self-evaluation of who I am, I can then now stand and take my loved one and respect them and see them for who they are, and not point fingers and not look down on them because I feel like I'm better than them, or have them look down on me because they think they're better than me. But understand that we're equal, we're all in harmony and on one accord, because consciousness is our only reality. And when we come into that level of awareness to understand the power of the relationship, to come with that one accord of having our needs met and becoming one with each other, that's one of the most important things that we deal with dealing in relationships, understanding how important relationships really are, how important it is to be in a relationship with somebody that advances you, that illuminates you, that builds you up. You don't want to be in a relationship with anybody that tears you down and that destroys you. Why be in a relationship with somebody that's constantly dogging you out and constantly making you feel pain and constantly making you feel in the position that you're in? But understand, to the person on the phone tonight that's been looking for that person, that's been looking for somebody, to know that you've been looking for that person, that you've been looking for that loved one to come into your life, to understand. They always say, as an old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And if that's in fact true, what does that mean? Does that mean that if I'm looking for a spouse, if I'm looking for a loved one, if I'm looking for a significant other on the phone tonight, what would I tell you? Well, one of the things that I definitely have to tell you is living from the wish fulfilled. What would that mean? That means, how would it feel if you had your significant other? How would you feel if you had the perfect man or the perfect woman that you wanted? And to hold that feeling of how it would feel had I been in a relationship that I wanted to be in, and I was having my needs fulfilled, and I was fulfilling my significant other's needs. And to hold that feeling, and as you hold that feeling, guess what? You're going to hold that feeling until it starts becoming real. And then what happens now is the universe says, wait a minute, this person is in a relationship. And the universe now makes it happen in your reality to where you meet somebody, or somebody you know introduces you to somebody else. And the universe makes it happen to where you actually come into that relationship. Why? Because you held on to the wish fulfilled until it became real, until it became a real entity, soul being, till you became into a level of just being. In relationships, I can't try to please my spouse or my significant other. I can't try to do that. I have to be. I have to do it, not try to do it. I can't try to satisfy my significant other's needs. I have to be. I have to do and do it, not try to do it. Just be. At any level of whatever that I'm trying to manifest, I can't try to do it. I must be. Speaking from my personal relationships and dealing with being married and so forth, I know that you can't try to please your spouse. You just have to do it. You can't act like you want to do it or hope you can do it or wish you can do it, but you must be. And in that state of being, there is no choice of trying or hoping or wishing. You just got to be who you are and understand the language of love that you're dealing with in that particular person, to understand the concept of love and what it means to that person and to understand, to embrace that person. But on tonight, I'll tell you to take these five languages and study these five love languages and find out which languages do you speak, which languages does your significant other speak, and learn how to communicate with them to bring you guys closer together to where you can have an effective and a more harmonizing relationship. And so on tonight, I want to thank you for tuning in to the call. I want to thank you also to Dr. Stephen Harefield once again for allowing me to have the radio show every Monday night now. I have my own show. It's actually entitled Creating Your Own Reality, and it's going to be every Monday at 5:30. We'll definitely keep you included on the website and on the weekly. I'll be having special guests. We have call-ins. We have a live chat room. So, you know, we'll be expanding. And if you need to contact us, you can contact us at theenlightenmentcenter.net, theenlightenmentcenter.net, or you can email us at theenlightenmentcenter@gmail.com. Also, if you're new on the call and you just happen to just get our number, I ask that you definitely go to the website and sign up for our newsletter and get on our mailing list so that we can keep you informed of the things that are going on. Also, stay in contact with us because the Enlightenment Center is where dreams come true. And understand that you cannot make impact until you make contact. And by connecting with us, we will impact and change your lives, and your life will never be the same because you will be illuminated and enlightened to go to the highest level you can possibly believe. And so I want to thank you on tonight, and I want you to know that your destiny is not a matter of chance, but it's a matter of choice. And good night.